This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
D is for defense and debate.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
Good morning from American Public Media in Los Angeles. I'm Steve Chiatakis. Today, no doubt, lawmakers and defense experts will be making their rounds, trying to put their own spin on a Defense Department budget that cuts some and expands other programs. But it's the cuts that are making the headlines this morning. Missile systems, high-tech helicopters, an expensive fighter jet program, the F-22 Raptor, as it's known. That's where a lot of the debate will be centered. A jobs debate, indeed. Defense Secretary Robert Gates says while the budget is higher than last year's at $534 billion, it is a smarter plan.
This department must consistently demonstrate the commitment and leadership to stop programs that significantly exceed their budget or which spend limited tax dollars to buy more capability than the nation needs.
Let's bring in Marketplace's Steve Henn joining us from Washington. Steve, boy, this has got to be some congressional fodder this morning.
Oh, tons. You know, the F-22 program, the construction of this is largely based in Mississippi. But different pieces of this plane are made in 44 different states all across America. So as you can imagine, you know, everyone who represents a congressional district or a state that has jobs tied to the F-22 is going to be under a lot of pressure to go out there and fight for those jobs, especially in this economy. And then the big defense contractors that help make this plane, Lockheed Martin and Boeing, are going to be spending lots of money and lots of time on the Hill doing everything they can to make sure that the Pentagon keeps buying these planes for the foreseeable future. So this is going to be a big fight.
So from an employment standpoint, Steve, what are we talking about here?
Well, Lockheed Martin says the production of this plane employs 25,000 workers at 1,000 different suppliers in 44 states. So they've been actually buying newspaper ads and in D.C. publications touting those numbers. But that's just part of the sort of total job figure that's in play in the Pentagon budget. In Washington, D.C. alone, there are almost 300,000 jobs that are related to Pentagon contracting. These aren't folks who actually work for the Defense Department, but work for contractors who build weapons or help the Pentagon manage its enormous budget, its acquisition process. And Gates has put those folks in the crosshairs as well, saying that he wants to reduce the number of contractors the Pentagon depends on and move more jobs back into the civil service. So, you know, hundreds of billions of dollars are at stake. This budget is $500 billion this year. It's actually bigger than it was last year, but because so many high-profile weapon systems are targeted for cuts, it's going to be a big fight.
All right. Marketplace's Steve Henn from Washington. Steve, thanks.
Sure thing.
Markets are keeping a watchful eye on earnings season that kicks off today. The Dow lost a little ground yesterday, closing at 79.75. The NASDAQ lost about 1%, and S&P shares fell. Asian stocks were flat and down just a bit, and European markets are lower at this hour as well. Residents of Spokane County, Washington, have a greasy situation on their hands. The county there passed an almost total ban on phosphates. The chemicals pollute lakes and rivers, but consumers complain household products without phosphates don't get things squeaky clean. And some people have taken to trafficking banned soap. Here's Marketplace's Jennifer Collins.
Lori Jackson tried phosphate-free detergent, but it just spread the grime around. So one day, she was across the border in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, and she spotted a Costco.
And I ran in, and I got 2, 3, 4, 5 of these big Costco-sized boxes.
And that's how Lori Jackson became a soap smuggler.
I just felt like a traitor buying this stuff and bringing contraband back into Washington. But I'll tell you what, my dishes are nice and clean.
It's that pursuit of clean dishes that have Washingtonians flocking across the border. Steve Marcy manages the Costco in Coeur d'Alene and says his detergent sales are up more than 10%.
I've made a couple comments to them, just asking, are you from our Spokane neighbors area there? And they always say, how'd you know? And I just look at their soap and they go, oh, yeah.
Contraband soap may be coming to a state near you. 12 have already passed some sort of phosphate ban, most going into effect in summer next year. I'm Jennifer Collins for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Thomson Reuters, a source of intelligent information to businesses and professionals around the world. Thomson Reuters, knowledge to act.
When a farmer in this country needs help caring for a sick cow, the nearest veterinarian could be several hours away. Large animal vets are becoming an endangered species these days as vet school grads choose the higher pay of treating cats and dogs. Now states are trying to lure more young vets back to the farm. Here's Joel Rose.
How many babies does a pig have at a time? Huh?
In a classroom at Penn State University, a dozen high school students get a lesson in animal reproduction from Professor Lester Greel.
How many babies does a cow have at a time?
One.
One, I hope. I hate twins.
The students are spending a Saturday at a conference on veterinary medicine. Professor Robert Van Sant says most of these students are familiar only with dogs and cats.
The greatest chance we have to get people to think about large animal practice is to start early.
And the stakes are high. There are roughly 500 rural counties in the U.S. that have lots of pigs, cows, and horses, and no veterinarians to treat them. Most vet school grads choose to work with pets. They're drawn by the shorter hours, better working conditions, and starting salaries up to 20% higher.
We're stretched thin. We haven't broken yet. What would happen is if we had a major outbreak, a major food safety issue, that's when crisis gets more critical.
David Wolfgang is the chairman of Project Pennsylvania. It's a campaign to recruit more large animal veterinarians into the profession and keep them there.
Professional school education is extraordinarily expensive. Many students graduate from professional school with between $110,000 and $160,000 of debt. So it's really challenging for young professionals.
13 states offer some kind of debt relief for students who agree to specialize in treating cows, horses, and other farm animals. And some aspiring veterinarians say they're willing to trade higher wages for a more rewarding practice. Penn State senior Maggie Zink says she wants to work with large animals.
I just love the experience of it, not being in an office all day long, seeing clients come in and out of the door. You got to go out and be out in the country.
Zink's teachers have to hope she still feels that way when she graduates from veterinary school. At State College, Pennsylvania, I'm Joel Rose for Marketplace.
Hope you can join us online at our website. More Fallout coverage there, plus our Scratch Pad with online host Scott Jagow and Marketplace.org. In Los Angeles, I'm Steve Chiatakis. Have a great day.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.